Monday night, Chodesh Haldovus. Shara Bitochon. I think we're coming up to the end of Perek Vav. And we're talking about people who push off. They're busy with their careers and with making money. And they push off their spiritual lives. Whether it's coming to davening, or putting aside time to learning, or giving tzedakah, they push it off because now it's money time, and they figure when they retire, they'll devote themselves to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. When they have enough money, they'll give a lot of tzedakah. So the Chavdalovitz calls that demanding security, a security deposit from Hashem, and he talks about it's a lack of bitachon, obviously, because the person is projecting into the future, and he's saying, I don't feel secure, I don't feel comfortable until I have the money in the bank, or in a trust fund, or in my portfolio. And then he shows the foolishness of it, and he's the foolishness this, in seven ways. That's what the whole Perek Shishi is about, that. And we're up to the sixth of the seven, on page Kuf Samach Gimel. So everybody, Kuf Samach Gimel. B'ha'ofan Hashishi, we'll push it up to the last two. Maybe I'll give a quick, it'll take up the whole time. B'ha'ofan Hashishi, she'amachzik mashko mechaveiro, let's say you have a security deposit from someone. Ilun is barilo, let's say you would know, for sure, you would know you have a crystal ball, or the guy swore to you, and you know he's going to keep a shvua, that he's going to pay you before, even before the due date. He's going to come pay you the money before the due date. And he'll pay you even more, because you were so nice to him, which you're not allowed to do, because it's ribbis, but it's a guy. We're not getting into that. You knew he would pay you before the time, and he would even buy you a nice present for being so nice to him. If you knew that, so then you would feel like an idiot if you took a deposit from him. Till before, he said that you really only have three reasons to take a deposit at all. One is you're not sure he's going to pay you because he's going to get poor. Another is you're not sure he's going to pay you because he's going to squelch on the obligation. And the other one is he might die. But if you knew for sure that wouldn't happen, you wouldn't take a deposit. So, but Hashem, those three things are not going to happen. Here he's going even further. He's saying, if you knew for sure he's going to pay you before it's due, and he would give you more than you deserve, so you would really feel like an idiot for demanding a deposit from him. So he says, Hashem, Vabori Yisala, Asher Yadano Tuv Chasod Valeinu, Verov Tovos of Lona Babra Behova. See, this is the Chavis Haldovus' problem, is that we don't think of Hashem that way. We think of Hashem too much as a stern taskmaster who's standing over us, and if we make one wrong move, bam, he's going to hit us. As the Hashem is constantly giving us things. With every breath we take, everything we do, every move we make, even to talk and to do what I'm doing now, everybody's breathing here, Baruch Hashem. And it's impossible to calculate the tovos that Hashem does with us. That's what we say in Modim. Al chayinu m'surim b'yadecha, v'al nishmoseinu apkudos loch, v'al nisecha shebuchol yimimonu, v'al niflo secha v'tovos secha shebuchol eis. Hatov kilo cholu rachamecha, v'mrachem kilo samu chasodecha. And so Hashem is always giving us. So you want things from Hashem, he's giving you before they're due. Before you, right? If you want to really be strict, then Hashem should only do things for you after you deserve them, right? But for 9 months, he certainly did things for you before you deserved them. For 9 months, for sure. And probably for the first 18 years. Okay, maybe 17.
He did things. Are you talking about Shama?
No, the Uber, the fetus. You know what Nisim are going on with the fetus? It went from being a piece of nothing, a little liquid drop, to being a full-grown fetus, and it's surviving, it's eating, it's expelling, it's Nisim, constant Nisim, and it's formed the eyes and the air and the mouth. And anyway, so Hashem is constantly showering us with Tov. That's what the Chayim told all of us once. We should think of Hashem that way, not as a mean obermaster who's going to whip us if we don't get into shape, but as a kind father who's always showering us with good. Ba'over ba'over, v'hushu gomel al atzdokos u'pulos ha'mishmas v'mesh lo yisuar. He gives us much more. We're always behind the eight ball. That's the Chayim told all this constant theme. He's never giving us something that we already deserve to have. He's giving us. He's always extending us credit. He's giving us things. We're rushing and we're trying to do things to show our appreciation. But he's not giving us a debt. He's giving us a freebie. We're in his debt. So we're going to go demand Hashem, you better, you know, I can't do what I'm supposed to do till I have a deposit from Hashem. Doesn't make sense. If you were real, if you treated Hashem as real, you wouldn't be able to do it. You wouldn't have an asayon. It wouldn't make sense. You would be ashamed of yourself.
But according to the Kabbalah of Torah, haven't we already gotten the deposit? Like you said, we're breathing, we're talking. Haven't we already gotten that deposit?
Why? Right, that's his point. That's not deposit. That's deposit means I want to have enough money. He's talking very specifically a person that wants money in the bank. He wants to build up his nest egg for his retirement, for his children's college education, for his children's wedding, and he pushes off his life. Not again, he's not pushing off put on tefillin. This is the chiddush, really. He's not pushing off putting on tefillin. It's like the mothers wouldn't have to devote a perek to someone who's not putting on tefillin because he wants to go to work and earn money. He wouldn't have to give a whole drasha about that. We just throw the bum out. He's talking about someone that's not performing at peak capacity of Avodas Hashem, whatever that may be. Every person's different. For some people, it's, let's say, learning 3 hours a day. For some people, it's giving staka. For some people, it's I don't know, davening slowly with a minyan. For some people, it's being, you know, thinking about Hashem. According to the Chayim of Ovid, it's a very big mitzvah to go and contemplate Hashem's, that's Shara Bechina, to think about Hashem. People are ashamed to do it, or they're certainly ashamed to admit they do it, unless they're breastless. But according to the Chayim of Ovid, that's a very big obligation to think about Hashem, to think about how, wow, like when did I ever imagine I would be married, and have so many kids, and be living in Eretz Yisrael, and have Parnosa, and you know, and you're supposed to think about these things according to the Chayim of Ovid. Koshke, you go think about the sunset and the trees, etc., etc. So that's Avodas Hashem. So if you say, I don't have time to do that because I'm busy going to work, not for now. For now, Avodas is the coolest person in the world to earn Parnasa. Even if you're making a lot of money, if that's the nature of the job you're doing, that you're earning more than you need, halakavod. Can you cut back your hours and devote yourself more to Avodas Hashem because you don't need so much? So in the Chalambi, that's a shikul you have to make. What will be the ramifications of your cutting back hours? If the ramifications will be future, then that's what he's talking about, yeah. But sometimes, you know, and you have to know if the ramifications will be, like I say, a store that closes every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon will quickly lose its whole customer base. No question about it. So you have to know what you're doing before you do it. Right? Most people nowadays cannot not nowadays. Certainly the farmer couldn't stop working at 2 in the afternoon and say, okay, I have enough tomatoes for this winter. You can't. The nature of the job is to work a whole day. But it's a tough call. I mean, these things are very tough. I mean, if a person would say, let's say a person's a lawyer, and he'd say, you know, he'd come with a shaila, should I start turning away clients and spend more time in the morning davening, or spend more time learning, and I'll start turning away clients. I don't need so many clients. I don't know. You know, it's a tough call. It's a tough call. First of all, maybe a Baal Madrega would do that. There are people that do that. I mean, you know, there are doctors, you know, a few doctors in Yerushalayim I know. So they work from 8 to 12 at night. And that's what they have. And then they learn a whole day. They work from 8 to 12 at night. They work from 8 to midnight. And that's their paradoxa. And they're very good doctors. Or even in America you have some. Someone was just telling me about a doctor in Brooklyn. I forgot his name. But also, same thing. He starts work at 7 p.m. He works from 7 to 12. Those are his hours.
Why is that possible? At some point he's going to run out of time and have to turn people away. So
I'm admitting that if someone came to ask me what he should do, I would consider it a tough call. I wouldn't know what to tell him.
It's a tough call because you're tough also call. Helping other people.
It's a tough call, yeah. And not everybody will use the time wisely. In terms of bitachon, though, you should. But, you know, I don't know. It's a tough call. First of all, yeah, what would I take into account? First of all, will you use the time wisely? Again, we're not talking about, you know, we're talking about, let's say, someone who already davens with a minyan three times a day and learns, let's say, an hour and a half in the morning and 45 minutes at night. So, and he gives stock already. And he, you know, so what's he going to do with his time? And will it hurt his business if he starts closing? And how's his wife? I don't know. I don't want to negate what the Chavis Halbavis is saying. But there's no but. Maybe he should do that. Maybe more people should do what he's suggesting. That's what I'm saying. I know some people who do it. Very few. But maybe he's talking about a Baal Madrega. These few, it's usually why doctors. It's doctors. A self-employed person, I guess, has a big nisoya. If you work for a boss, you say, listen, I tell my boss I'm stopping to work at 3, so I don't have a job tomorrow. Again, the Chavis Halbavis is relevant, but Lemaisa, he is talking about, there's plenty of people that do the extreme that the Chavis Halbavis is talking about, the bad extreme, where they say, you know, I mean, there's plenty of people like this that say, let me first get my nest egg together. Let me build up my portfolio. Let me get a retirement fund for my kids. And then I'll, you know, you want me to come to shul every night and learn, then I'll do it. Plenty of people say this. So let's start with this. Then we'll get to ready the higher madrigas. Tofen Ashvi, number 7, the reason it's foolish. Shema Mashkin es Chaveiro. You can only ask your friend for a deposit if you're ready to do for him, let's say you're ready to lend him $1,000. So you'll lend him $1,000 and he'll owe you $1,000 and you'll take a deposit for that $1,000. But if you're not sure that you can lend him $1,000, you'd be pretty silly if you would demand from him a deposit for $1,000. You're not sure yet that you could give him the $1,000. He says, you're not, this is again the catch-up theory. We didn't do for Hashem not up to the future. We're up to the past. We're not even up to the present. We're still running to do for Hashem for what he did for us in the past. Abul Mamashkin Saborius Alabidrishoso Shayaktim Lahitiv Lo and Yakula Shalin Bimilu Abodas Hashem Al Kach. You'll never be able to do for him, you'll never be able to lend him $1,000 because you're always catching up for the past. Veinlo bitochom biyecholto lomalei cholvoso v'rishonos l'Hashem koshken al hachadoshos, new obligations. Veinlo odom hachosid mishalem page kuf samach dalet cholvoso v'Hashem al tolvoso v'olov ki im bezos Hashem lo. This is the biggest joke of all, that the reason you're always on a treadmill and you're never getting anywhere is because anything you do is only because Hashem enabled you to do it. So anything, right, like on a computer, like you're always creating a double file, right? Anything you do, so you're always now in Hashem's debt because he allowed you to do it. Anything you did in Avodas Hashem, he also enabled you to do. So now you owe him for that also. So, like, you can't catch up. Now that's okay. The Lovis is not berating anybody for this. That's life. That's how Hashem made a person. So he says, okay, so just handle the present and be happy with the present and don't worry about the future. Don't make demands about the future to Hashem. Not because of what he does. Ki im b'shim chol v'rachamecha asher achinos os levo v'ludas os cho ki b'cho yitztegu v'yishalelu kol zer v'yisrael leimor v'lokim milalnu kol ayom b'shim chol yolom no deselo. Okay, we're up to finally perek, I don't know, finally perek shvi is I think the last perek in Shar Bitochon. Okay, a little kitzur shulchan aruch. I say a little because I must catch